new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Monday, April 29th, here's what people are talking about. Bloomington mayor issues an apology on Sunday morning to protesters. Pacers win and get a 9:30 p.m. Tuesday game on MUN. And Chirp times two, golf and coach. Not only a mention this morning, but a guest this afternoon. Hi, hello, and good morning. Steve Lindell, live in the WMUN studio at 8:06 a.m. Eastern Time with listeners in Muncie and Albany and Yorktown, all over Delaware County. Thank you for listening on the FM, the AM, and all the rest. Hello, Chicagoland. Hello, Mama in Minnesota. We had a nice talk yesterday, and it looks like Mike Rhodes' IP address is also active. He's the dude that runs and is editor-in-chief of themuncyjournal.com and 765businessjournal.com. Another radio show coming up later today with our new host. Let's get to our weather before we get to that. That always comes from meteorologist for WMUN, Paul Poteet. Good morning.
Weathermaker moves in today. That's the same one that was out in the plains with all the severe weather this weekend, although I'm not expecting anything severe here. We could see up to an inch of rainfall. Rain and some thunderstorms around for today. A high temperature of 75. The biggest chances will come in the afternoon and early this evening. A low tonight of 57. Partly sunny in the morning on Tuesday, and then sunny in the afternoon. High of 71. We're looking good for Wednesday, up around 80 again. Thursday's dry into the low 80s, and then our next big rain and storm chance comes Friday. Early word on the weekend, a rain chance Saturday morning. Otherwise, highs into the 70s. Looking good.
All right. Thank you, Paul. 8:07 in the morning. I'm looking at live radar right now, tracking a line of rain in far western third of Indiana. Nothing strong or severe at this point. That's part of what Paul was talking about there. It is not anywhere near Muncie, Delaware County as of now. It does feel sticky outside, though, like it wants to get ready to rain at some point, as was predicted by Paul Poteet just a moment ago. All right, highlighting our later on today program lineup, the WMUN 9 a.m. show is 765businessjournal.com radio. George Foley is the guest today from the Muncie Parks Department. Lethay Pegues invited George in for the 9 to 9:30 this morning. And then at 9:30, it's all kinds of people with the Hall of Famer host, Dr. Joe Mashevitz. He has Chad Zoucha from the YMCA. Chad is certainly busy. In fact, I think Chad was just shoveling some dirt last week. I saw a photo doing some upgrades and build-outs at the child care center there, which used to be Mitchell Elementary back when Zach and Grant were little kids. And now it's that different facility in that same beautiful building in Muncie. WMUN news summary now, and a lot to cover from over the weekend and this morning. These stories and more airing on all of our stations in East Central Indiana now and on WMUN.
They know a little more now. Attempted murder, battery, and intimidation. Those are the charges against a man in Muncie. Kurt Darling has that.
The reason Sammy Johnson is facing those charges is because he was seen on store surveillance attacking people with a pipe wrench. Johnson walked into the store last Friday. He was talking to himself and then grabbed the wrench, which was for sale, and walloped one of the employees in the face. He also hit a customer in the back of the head. The employee he hit, though, also had a gun and shot Johnson, bringing the rampage to an end. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Carl Roy Webb Boards II is competent to stand trial in the shooting death of Elwood cop Noah Chavez. Three docs testified to that. And last week, the Herald Bulletin says the defense now wants another evaluation. The judge didn't make a ruling on that. Trial scheduled for January 2025.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Bloomington businessman seriously hurt when the small plane he was piloting crashed adjacent to a Muncie walking trail April 1st has died from his injuries. According to the Star Press, 65-year-old Craig Allen Richards was hospitalized after the fiery crash in critical condition and died at IU Health Hospice House on April 20th. Department of Justice charging an Anderson man after he claimed that he was working from home while he was actually running his business as an inspection worker. According to Fox 59, 40-year-old Christopher Markham reportedly engaged in a scam in which he appeared as though he was teleworking full-time for the SSA during weekdays when he was actually working as a home inspector for his personal business, Markham Inspection Services.
Indy Metro Police investigating after one man was stabbed and killed in Indianapolis Friday evening, Sasha Nixon reports.
Officers say they went to an apartment complex on Stephanie Lane a few minutes before 8 p.m., where they found the man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. There was apparently also a suspect on top of the victim. That person, identified as Damon Wallace, is now facing murder charges. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
As we told you last week, Elwood, it's now getting very close to opening day, as we hear in this updated report from LBC reporter Brett Busby.
When the new satellite office for the Madison County Health Department opens in Elwood May 1st, some of the services available there, Administrator Stephanie Mellinger.
Birth and death records, peer recovery opportunities, childhood immunizations, any kind of health screening, blood pressure, cholesterol, A1Cs. We also offer any COVID services, so testing and or vaccinations.
226 South Anderson Street, Elwood, hours Wednesday and Thursday, 9 to 3 initially. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
Got this note from our friend Ed Knatzer. A miniature golf outing that supports the Erskine Green Training Institute is April 30th. Tomorrow, starting 6 p.m. at Boulder Falls in Muncie, cost is $100 a team. Send emails cbcnetworkingmuncie@gmail.com to sign up your team quick. Started over the weekend, flashing yellow lights at some of the entrance ramps on the southeast side of Indy. Matt Baer explains.
They're part of the new ramp metering system that'll hopefully cut back on the crashes for drivers entering I-465 from the southeast side. Again, the lights are flashing yellow until they fully go into effect Monday, May 6th. What to do then? Red means stop. Green means go, and yellow means go. But be careful. I'm Matt Baer.
When IMS President Doug Bowles was here for an interview last week for WMUN News Radio, I asked for an eclipse story about the Jim Cantore milk celebration and how it ended days later.
I made a mistake. I left it in my bag for like 4 days.
Oh.
And when I opened my bag up, my bag smelled and the shirt was fully stiff from the dried milk. But it was kind of cool, so I'll... We'll have a nice Jim Cantore memory. I am going to wash it.
The Weather Channel anchor was at the track to watch the greatest spectacle in eclipses. Dozens of pro-Palestine protesters arrested at IU. Donnie Burgess reports your governor has a message for the protesters.
Play by the rules like everybody else has to, or they will be administered.
Governor Eric Holcomb told reporters Friday the IU protests might be peaceful, but they are disruptive because they're breaking local rules. He says that's why Indiana State Police were called in. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. A fired Muncie police officer's bid to become a city firefighter comes to an abrupt end. Star Press reporting in a 4-0 vote, the Muncie Fire Merit Commission withdrew a conditional offer of employment that had been recently made to Jonathan Powell.
People are still talking about this Friday story. He says it's up to them. Kurt Darling reports on what the mayor of Indianapolis is saying about the future of 11 Park.
Major League Soccer is an opportunity that we cannot as a community pass up.
Mayor Joe Hogsett shocked a lot of soccer fans in Indy Thursday with his announcement of pursuing an MLS franchise, which includes building a new ownership group and a new soccer stadium, even though a stadium is already being built.
That's entirely up to my friend Ursul Özdemir. I mean, whether he wants to continue.
Hogg said on Wish TV, it was understood that the city was partnering with Özdemir's development company on the project, but the city has said that agreement was nothing more than a proposal. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
It's only Monday, but already excitement building for this Saturday, Star Wars Day, on Paige Turner's radio show. Another great guest.
Another Star Wars author, Kevan Scott.
Ooh.
So he does, his life is in Star Wars books. So that's all he does.
That's TC, co-host with Cam, Saturdays 8 to 8:30 a.m. on WMUN News Radio. Last week, 5th District Congresswoman Victoria Spartz called for a debate with Republican challenger Chuck Goodrich prior to the May 7 primary election. So Friday, I asked him if he was going to bite.
And, you know, she got in the race. She said she was out of the race. She got back in the race with 3 days left to go. We've been running for 14 months talking to people. We're going to focus on the people. We've had plenty of time to get our views out, and that's where I stand.
That entire conversation is on WMUNMuncie.com. A man linked to a crash causing a Hendricks County deputy's death has been arrested. Ryan Hedrick has the info.
Deputy Fred Fissler was responding to a crash scene on a county road just north of Plainfield when his patrol car came into contact with some power lines. Fissler was electrocuted and later died at the hospital. On Thursday, Plainfield police arrested Juan Gomez, who was out of jail on an OWI case from last month. He hasn't been charged in the crash that led to Fissler's death. Gomez was arrested after being released from the hospital. Ryan Hedrick, Network, Indiana.
It's now official, a promotion at a hospital group nearby. Here's LBC reporter Brett Busby.
40 years after she started her nursing career at St. John's Hospital Anderson, Marion Teixeira is now at the helm of Ascension St. Vincent Anderson.
But I am going to continue to be service line leader for behavioral health for both Anderson Center and Kokomo Trinity Behavioral Health.
The Highland grad earned a master's in business admin from AU and her nursing degree from Ball State. Brett Busby, WMUN Radio News.
If you're a salaried employee in Indiana, you may be eligible to earn overtime in the near future. Sam Fritz has the latest changes from the Department of Labor.
Currently, you can only earn overtime as a salaried employee in the United States if your annual pay is less than $35,500. That threshold will be updated twice in the next year, starting on July 1st, then again on January 1st, where it will be raised to $58,600. Sam Fritz, Network Indiana.
Following last Tuesday's gubernatorial debate that we carried live on LBC News, the Indiana Debate Commission seeking input about what they want in a debate and how they can deliver better in the future. Feedback can be emailed to IndianaDebateCommission@gmail.com.
Couple of sports nuggets here. In addition to the Pacers' big win last night, they get the 9:30 tip time at Milwaukee Tuesday night. Live on WMUN, one other sports nugget that you may not be aware of just yet. We have another champion in our midst. The Ball State Cardinal men's golf team won the Mid-American Conference Golf Championship over the weekend. They await a Wednesday decision from the NCAA to determine at which site they will begin the NCAA regional competition. For the first time since Coach Mike Fleck's club earned an at-large bid in 2013. Speaking of the coach, Mike Fleck is the MAC Coach of the Year. And as if that weren't enough, he's booked as a guest this afternoon with our Mark Forrester on the Power Hour. 4:40 p.m. is the hit time for that live interview later on today on the Power Hour here on the Talk of Muncie. Coming up at bottom of hour, we'll review what Indiana's situation has been like as far as protests and protesters that you may have seen some national news coverage of over the past week or so. What's Indiana school situation all about? We'll have that coming up at about 8:30 on WMUN.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
Ugh, I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
The elites want more control through digital currencies in a cashless society. This is Stephen K. Bannon, and I believe gold is the answer to safeguard your wealth, especially if you own your gold inside of a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to the number 989898 to claim your free info kit today.
Message. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
As we're sitting here on April the 29th, there is a Tuesday, April 30th meeting. We just mentioned it in our news summary in case you weren't quite awake yet. It is a Prairie Creek meeting. Special meeting is what it's called, from 6 to 7 p.m. It'll be in the council chambers of City Hall. We've reached out to Brad Marshall, I think, and a couple of others to see if we can get some more information on what that meeting will be all about, and or booking Brad or somebody else as a guest for later on this week to summarize what it is that they're talking about and explaining to people, dock owners, leasers, and or campground people and so on and so forth. Prairie Creek, a really cool place to be in the spring and summer especially, and boy, we're cranking up the season again. Reviewing our weather that meteorologist Paul Poteet had on just a little while ago, the scattered shower and thunderstorm chances come in. Better chances after 3 or 4 this afternoon. Today's high, 75. Another breezy day. It's been windy a lot lately. Stand by for any possibility of stronger rain. He's not talking about severe possibilities for us today or tonight at this point, but you know, that certainly can change. Let's get a bit of a snapshot of our day today.
It's April 29th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is International Dance Day. It was created in 1982 and celebrated on the birthday of the creator of modern ballet, Jean-Georges Nivert, in 1727. Also on this day, an estimated 2 billion people around the world tuned in to watch a royal wedding in 2011. Great Britain's Prince William wed longtime girlfriend and commoner Kate Middleton in London. There were some 1,900 guests at Westminster Abbey, with another million lining the streets. In 1854, the first college for just African-American students is officially chartered. Ashman Institute was in southern Chester County, Pennsylvania. It went on to open in 1857. And passing away today in 1980, English screenwriter, director, and producer Alfred Hitchcock. Among his most well-known works, Rear Window, North by Northwest, and Psycho. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
It is a redux of a hiring as we bring another radio family member into our midst when Gary Joseph starts on one of our stations this afternoon. Yeah, Gary's going to be host of the Drive Home show on WLBC. Redux is the word of the day for WMUN from the calendar provided by my brother, Pat Lindell, not related to the Pillow Guy in Minnesota. R-E-D-U-X, brought back and used post-positively. I don't even, what? That could be the word of the day someday, post-positively, in the explanation, the definition of the word. All right, Mom, use that in your crossword puzzle today, why don't you? As we're getting up this Monday morning, it's early enough. Let's look at what this week, some of the items might turn out to be.
The week ahead.
Monday, officials at the Universal Orlando theme park will announce new parades, nighttime shows, and the opening date of their new DreamWorks land. Teasing on social media, Ghostbusters, Jaws, Jurassic Park, and Back to the Future may be involved. Wednesday, Florida's six-week abortion ban goes into effect. However, how long that law stands will be up to voters in the Sunshine State, which will see an amendment on their November ballot enshrining abortion rights in the state constitution. Thursday, it's the National Day of Prayer. Designated by Congress to take place on the first Thursday in May, it calls on people to turn to God in prayer and meditation. Friday, the Labor Department will release the April jobs report, indicating what the nation's unemployment rate is. Saturday, bust out your big hats and your mint juleps. Dubbed the greatest 2 minutes in sports, it's the 150th Run for the Roses, otherwise known as the Kentucky Derby. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
City Council member Dale Basham was at Churchill Downs last week. I saw photographic evidence. Did he go a week early by accident for the Kentucky Derby? No. They're always racing there. He probably snagged some tickets and some fun. Low weather looked great, too. Dale Basham is a loyal listener to this and all of our radio stations in the Woof Boom Radio Group, always. And we appreciate him and his service as well. I'm Steve Lindell. This is Delaware County Today, and we will review what the state of Indiana colleges seem to have done so far with respect to those national protests that you have seen on television. That's coming up in a moment on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Thoroughbred Racing is combining its tradition of hands-on care with cutting-edge technology, raising its safety standards to the highest levels. New investments in wearable biometric devices, AI, and advanced imaging help to reduce injury risk. And the sport's new independent regulator, HISA, is implementing uniform rules, testing, and strict enforcement across the board. Every day, an ecosystem of care and a commitment to protect horse and rider. So win or lose, it's safety that runs first. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, up your soft on the potty. This is more, so roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. A crepe is always soft.
It's our potty vibe.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. Go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
We'll be watching radar later on today, especially after 3 or 4 in the afternoon. Some rain may come in on my newly mowed grass. Nancy, my beautiful wife, knows this. It's a mental game. I always want it to rain shortly after. Day of is the best. I mow the grass. And yesterday was the mow, so today rain, or tonight rain even, would make me smile. Feels like I've beaten some sort of odds. All right, in a moment, Ready Funding, another report from Network Indiana, and those statewide grant dollars, big bucks being floated around. First, let's talk about what Indiana universities have been doing, the response with respect to protests. You've seen the national news on some of these huge campuses. It started in the East Coast. It has spread to other campuses across the country in spots. We asked Ball State President Jeffrey Mearns recently when we interviewed him if any of that had happened on his campus, and he said basically no, has not as of that interview. What we do know is, as information recent as Friday afternoon from the Indianapolis Star, there was outside the governor's mansion some protesting, 14 arrests there. There were at Bloomington IU campus, 33 people detained as of Friday afternoon. South Bend, Notre Dame, there was Purdue also, some demonstrating going on as well. This is all as of Friday afternoon. We also know that over this past weekend, there were more protests at those locations and perhaps some others as well. In our news summary earlier this hour, we had the governor talking about the state's response, sending in and being asked to help with state police and some other lawfare as well. We also saw this. It was late Sunday morning, April the 28th, when Bloomington issued a news release, which is rare on a Sunday morning. The headline was, "Mayor issues clarifying statement on IU arrests at encampments." And we're going to bring you that statement right now from Bloomington Mayor Kerry Thompson. In a video posted on the City of Bloomington office of the mayor Facebook page, The mayor made some statements regarding arrests made on the IU campus in Bloomington. The statement released Sunday morning reads, quote, "Bloomington, I'm coming to you today with an apology. I see now that my statement yesterday was less than clear, and that one statement in particular was harmful. When I ran for office, I was committed to listening hard and to admitting when I am wrong. In a message about the protests yesterday, I made a statement about the presence of outside groups. We had reports of Proud Boys and other involvement, and I had concern about the possibility of escalation beyond what our students and faculty present on campus were gathered to achieve. This statement I see now pointed the finger in the way I had not intended. I am sorry." These are the words of Bloomington Mayor Kerry Thompson. He continued, "I also spoke of the need to remain peaceful in protesting and ensure de-escalation rather than use of force. I was not clear in that statement. I was referring to the state police advance on peaceful protesters when I believe all routes to de-escalation had not been met. The purpose of my message yesterday was really intended to stand with the peaceful protesters and be clear that our police department, the Bloomington Police Department, would not be involved in advancing on the protesters. In fact, they advised against any such action. I see that was not clear, and I apologize for that as well." Again, these are the words of Mayor of Bloomington, Kerry Thompson, in a release from Sunday, April 28th, late morning. He concluded with some more comments in the release. "I met yesterday with a few students who told me they were part of the organizing group for the protest. I value their insights, as I do with all of our residents who take their time to engage. I appreciate responses to my thoughts, even when you disagree, and I'm particularly grateful to hear in this instance when my message had consequences I had not foreseen. I hope that in the future there will be a greater communication and collaboration with our team when Indiana University undertakes actions that affect all of Bloomington, not just campus. As I said yesterday, I stand with the protesters' right to free speech, their right to assemble, and I ask that any future police involvement happens only when all de-escalation paths have been exhausted," unquote. Those the words of mayor of Bloomington, Kerry Thompson, and also cited at the bottom here of the press release, I just noticed this, Deputy Mayor Gretchen Knapp. I'm not sure why that slug is at the bottom of this release, but it is, so I wanted to tell you that. The release came from the Digital Brand Manager Office of Mayor Bloomington, Indiana. Full disclosure on that. It's 8:37. Some other news people are talking about and have been for a couple of weeks. We had first word on the READY grants just a day or two after they were announced, and we have some more now with 15 regions across the state ready to get their share of $500 million in new economic development grants. John Herrick has another summary.
$45 million will be going to the Central Indiana region for places like Boone, Hamilton, Marion, and Johnson counties. State Representative Peggy Mayfield of Martinsville believes Central Indiana is the fastest-growing region in the state, and the READY 2.0 program helps them build on that.
Whether it's addressing housing needs or expanding outdoor recreation opportunities, I look forward to our area benefiting from these investments in the short and long term.
Other areas in the state are getting similar amounts of money. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
Our region of the state and East Central Indiana getting a big chunk of that cash, too. If you missed our interview, was it a couple of weeks ago now? I think it was. Scroll back, or you could search READY, I bet. It might be in the title. I'm not sure. WMUNMuncie.com is our website. WMUNMuncie.com. All of those podcasts of live shows and segments are chronologically posted there by Emily Guffey, Mark Forster, Leslie Griffin, and a host of others that help out behind the scenes and do terrific work for us on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN. Over the weekend, next item, there was an officer-involved shooting in New Haven. It's now under investigation. Sam Fritz has that.
Indiana State Police say that late Saturday night, officers with the New Haven Police Department responded to a domestic battery call on Muller Road. At the scene, they would attempt to arrest a man when he would attack them with a knife. Of the three responding officers, he managed to injure two. At some point during the attack, at least one officer would fire their gun, shooting and killing the suspect. ISP are now investigating the officer-involved shooting. Both of the injured New Haven officers were transported to a local hospital. Sam Fritz, Network Indiana.
Before we take our break, I want to go one more thing here. Securing America is a feature that we have on from time to time, and some of this backstory doesn't always make the headline. There's a lot more technology and weapons headed overseas.
Securing America.
Last week, Congress passed the foreign aid package, which will send over $60 billion in new aid to Ukraine. The Pentagon also announced $6 billion more in arms systems for Ukraine Friday. Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown stating that the aid remains necessary because
what happens in one corner of the world doesn't stay in one corner of the world.
But is continuing aid for Ukraine best for American national security? Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday,
this is in our best interest. This is not some charitable contribution to Ukraine.
But not everyone in the GOP's Senate caucus agrees. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio asking on Fox News Sunday,
why are Americans subsidizing European security? We should be focused on our own problems.
While also saying that when you factor in the Israel-Hamas war and issues with China in the Pacific,
America is stretched too thin.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
WMUN News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie, Indiana, USA. Coming next, I found something out just a moment ago about that Tuesday special meeting regarding Prairie Creek. I'll share that next here on WMUN.
Hi, I'm Sheriff Tony Skinner. For this primary election, you've got a lot of important decisions to make, especially at the local level. I'm asking you to join me in supporting Stephen Brand for County Commissioner. Stephen is dedicated to this community and making decisions that benefit everyone. This year, let's get rid of the status quo in politics. Let's vote for honesty, accountability, new leadership, and a bright future for Delaware County. On May 7th, vote Stephen Brand for County Commissioner.
I'm Stephen Brand, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stephen Brand.
Students who can read by the end of third grade are 35% more likely to graduate. I'm Dr. Katie Jenner, Indiana Secretary of Education, here to tell you how reading 30 minutes per day can improve the trajectory of a child's life. Whether you are reading with your child or they are reading independently, this is one of the most important things you can do to help them succeed. So this school year, please encourage your child to continue reading. It's a small habit that makes a big difference.
Sponsored by the Indiana Department of Education and aired by this station.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Tyler Morgan here from the 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and Grandview Golf Club in Anderson. You've heard us say our menu has something for everyone. Well, we decided to add more favorites to the menu, including our new baby back ribs and summer cocktails featuring the Desert Pear Margarita and Blood Orange Margarita. And with the warmer weather here, we invite you to enjoy our patio in downtown Muncie. The 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and at Grandview Golf Club in Anderson, proud to be a six-time medalist in the 2023 Muncie's Quest for the Best. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of body plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all 4.5-inch body plants are on sale through May 5th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Listen to Delaware County Today on Alexa. Just enable the skill. Then say, Alexa, play WMUN. Now back to Steve Lindell.
Thank you, Tom Campbell, voice of WMUN. Again this afternoon, a special interview at 4:40 live on the Power Hour with the newly crowned Coach of the Year and leader of the Mid-American Conference champion Ball State men's golf team. Mark Forrester has that interview with Coach Mike Fleck today at 4:40 during the Power Hour. That's an everyday thing, Monday to Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. live. So we have confirmation from Mark Slusher in charge of video streaming and beyond for the city of Muncie that Tuesday meeting will be live streamed, as most or all of them are. But I wanted to make sure, because this is a special meeting of the Muncie Parks Department and regarding to Prairie Creek specifically. So 6 p.m. on Tuesday, the 30th of April. It will be, of course, in person if you wish to attend at the City Hall Auditorium where council meets, etc., and a bunch of other meetings occur. And also will be live streamed to the City of Muncie Facebook page, typically. All right, next item here that I don't know if you're talking about this one, but it is one from the very creepy department.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. A guilty plea in a nationwide scheme to steal and sell human body parts. Former mortuary worker Candace Chapman Scott confessed to selling 24 boxes of body parts from medical school cadavers provided by the University of Arkansas in Little Rock to a man in Pennsylvania for nearly $11,000. Scott reportedly started selling the remains of the cadavers donated to the school to Jeremy Pauley after meeting him in a Facebook group about, quote, oddities. In September, Pauley himself also pleaded guilty to charges related to the theft and sale of body parts, not just from the Arkansas mortuary, but also from Harvard Medical School. Scott faces up to 30 years in prison on charges of interstate transportation of stolen property and conspiracy to commit mail fraud. She also faces up to $500,000 fine. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Just curious, how many of our listeners, like me, were shaking their heads several times during that particular news nugget on WMUN, the talk of Muncie? This next item does not sound like a promising business model.
It's Fox Wheels.
Ford's electric vehicle unit called Model E reports $1.3 billion in losses in just the first quarter of 2024. That's $132,000 in losses for each of the 10,000 EVs it sold through March. EV sales, the company reports, are also down 20% from the same time last year, with billions more in losses expected amid slow EV sales industry-wide. Hertz made an expensive mistake. The rental car giant's failed investment in 100,000 EVs has cost the company almost $600 million. That older car might just work a little longer. Edmunds.com reports that new car buyers paid on average 7%, used car buyers almost 12% to finance them in the first quarter, and that 17% of new car buyers have a car payment of $1,000 or more. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And live 8:48 in the morning Eastern Time, top of hour. Another update from Fox News Radio like usual. And then at 9:05, we'll begin our weekly show, 765businessjournal.com radio, hosted by Lethay Pegues. His guest is scheduled to be George Foley from the City of Muncie Parks Department. I think their topic is summer plans. I'm not sure if the special Parks Department meeting will come up, That Tuesday night event that we were just referring to. Next up here, more math in Congress.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Republican Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene made a lot of noise about trying to take out House Speaker Mike Johnson recently. So why didn't Greene move? It's about the math. She would have lost. House Democrats were coy about their plans to possibly protect Johnson, but after the House passed aid to Ukraine, it's likely Democrats would have supported Johnson by voting to table or kill Greene's resolution. Or they may have taken a walk and been absent for the vote. Democratic absences would have driven down the total number of House members voting. That would have diluted the votes of members who wanted to undercut Johnson. So Johnson remains a speaker for now. That doesn't mean the right isn't infuriated at Johnson. Quote, I'm frustrated that there was zero border security in the bill, said GOP Texas Congressman Chip Roy. Quote, it's mind-bogglingly stupid to put that on the floor. Opponents of Johnson want the speaker issue to smolder over the next few weeks. They believe there will be an uprising from the public over what Johnson did, and that will compel Republicans who are quiet now to turn against the speaker. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Pacers news, win last night. If you didn't stay up, you'll have to stay up even later on Tuesday night. At Milwaukee with a 3-1 series lead now, it's a 9:30 tip time. Tuesday night, live on WMUN, News Talk, Sports Talk, Community Talk. We're the talk of Muncie. Next item, Fox's Jill Nado is not kitten around when it comes to what may be the cutest responsibility you'll ever take on.
Take a pause.
In some parts of the country, it's kitten season. In Texas, at the Austin Pets Alive Animal Shelter.
We are very much in the depths of kitten season right now and absolutely overflowing with neonatal kittens.
That's the shelter's Catherine Ellison. She's talking about the tiniest, most recently born orphan kittens. These little guys can't stay alone in the shelter at all.
All orphan kittens that we receive, including those 163 kittens that we've gotten since the beginning of March, have all had to go to foster homes same day.
So they and just about every other shelter that takes in orphan baby cats can use some help. You don't have to make a permanent commitment. Just take in a kitten for a few weeks, keep them warm, feed them kitten formula, help them go to the bathroom, and burp them. But you may want to team up with a partner since these little guys are a lot of work and a lot of cuteness. Take a pause. Jill Nado, Fox News.
Did she say burp them? You have to burp a cat? Okay. Next item, WMUN, Steve Lindell, radio buddy and host. I am not a fan of shopping. I've talked about it before. But I'm also not a fan of personless checkouts.
Fox on Tech.
You might still be able to have a checkout line free experience at the supermarket. We've told you that Amazon was doing away with its just walk out tech at its brick and mortar stores, including Whole Foods. That's when a network of cameras, sensors, and AI watched as shoppers removed items from shelves and charged their credit card on file when they left the store. Amazon said that while they wouldn't use the tech, they expected other in-person retailers would be interested in it. Now a competitor in that space announces a big new deal, Grab and Go, which already services a network of convenience stores like 7-Eleven and Circle K, reveals they've signed a deal with Aldi, the Germany-based supermarket chain now growing popular in the U.S. They'll be deploying their tech at an Aldi location in Aurora, Illinois, as a pilot program. Aldi says the equipment can be installed in existing stores. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the reason, by the way, that I don't like the personless checkout is it takes a job away from a human being. I understand the cost effectiveness of it and everything, but I digress. Last item for today, friends helping a friend in Iowa.
The Dean's List with Janice with Dean.
A teenager from Iowa whose friends helped her enjoy prom without a date makes today's Dean's List. Annie Schlarman is a junior at Monticello High School and was so excited about prom. Thanks to the people around her, it turned out better than ever. Annie has Down syndrome and she's had her share of challenges. She was hoping someone might ask her to the prom like many of her fellow students, but that date wasn't meant to be. But when her friends found out that she was a little bit upset with having no one to go with, they all decided to make the night even more special by going as a big group. They went out to eat, took part in pre-prom festivities, and had ice cream. Annie's mom, Sue, says she was overjoyed with how everything turned out. As for Annie herself, she struggled to hold back the tears when all of her friends took her to prom and says she's grateful to all of them for caring about her. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And that'll do it for this morning's Beginning of the Week program, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. We're live on WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 a.m. and all the rest. You can podcast, replay, and share any and all of the audio that we do. That, of course, is on WMUNMuncie.com. If you're bored first thing in the morning every day, be looking on our Facebook page. We do the pre-feed when I remember. It's a video from somewhere in the building or nearby, talking about what we're planning for that day's show, which is concluding now. For Emily Guffey, my producer in the Axia Command Center, I'm Steve Lindell. Talk to you again on Tuesday morning here on the new WMUN.